The revolution of self-forgiveness. The revolution of the idea of the conversion of a factor of light in correspondence with the idea of the solution of myself in that correspondence. Don't you love the Lord thy God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul, and the most important one, loving your neighbor, mine, loving you as myself. Invitation that you have given me in this regard are very delightful to me. I intend to join with you in this factory of the reappearance of my Savior Jesus. Is it? Thank you. He's here with me now. I'm going to occupy this just for a moment in my own mind. Is that okay with you? Here, I'm going to come in here now. Here, let me see. Okay, in the factor of life, there, in loving the Lord, my God, with all of my heart, with all of my mind, with all of my soul, in my recognition of you, and in the reformulation of myself, the nature of the correspondent in the new light satellite that's reflecting down my individual conversion of mind, my recognition of you in your act of forgiving me. That is the presence of Jesus in the correspondence with ourselves, in the light factoring of the idea of the reflections of discovering first myself and then you, and through increasing the frequencies of the conversion of the light, we begin to recognize from the reflection of the light of the satellite of light, really, the very simple conversion of the crucifixion that was evident to us in the chaos of anthropic ideas of determination of the chaos that I was expressing, right? Until I arrived here with my Savior. There's a particular evidence in which we recognize ourselves. And the joy that I intend to express with you in the idea, and I'm using, which we'll use it again, let's say it together, revolution.
Revolution.
Thank you for that. The ancient tradition of the idea of what you call a true thought in your cycle was nothing but the revolution of the mind of Jesus Christ. Of the light conversion in the joy of the happiness that you just gave to me. Did you give me some happiness? The repetition that I utilize in Jesus is speaking to you is finding so much joy in your correspondent that you're not certain what to do. My response to you is, why don't you just enjoy it? That is, the activities of my showing up here in response to what you want to see in the light factor. Can we practice that for a moment? Here, watch this. The solution of the idea of the light factor, okay, that can brighten and entertain you in the idea of this. This is particularly interesting in the light of the factoring of yourself in your life. Did that reveal anything to you or not? I hope so. Because here, if you expect me to make an appearance for me into the cycle of the actual conversion of the physical activity of my body, which I'm attempting to do here, they call me the master teacher, the old man. I'm what you would call a disciple of the conversion, the ministry of the miracle of the healing factor of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to show you by demonstrating my love in a very particular way. I'm going to use the script. Because when the inquiries began to come in with the appearance of the conversion of recognition that the crucifixion had been converted to the light. Look with me. The increase in the frequency of self-recognition in the proclamation of the physical reappearance of Jesus became actions of conversion. Now, the perfection of the reassociation of the activity, we're going to be telling the story of the resurrection, all right, with the crucifixion, based on the physical reappearance of the return of Jesus, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There would be no reason for me to entertain the idea of coming back after we have all viewed the crucifixion without evidence. He used to love to teach it, the tomb is empty. Look with me. The association that we will entertain, the name of the producer of this, Mel Gibson, who, speaking in Aramaic, offered solutions coming from his own mind, that in the activity obviously did not have to do with Mel Gibson, except in the sense of his own recognition. Anymore, here, come on, any more than I intend to be an example of the master teacher of the necessity of an initial self-recognition of myself so that my action of recognizing you can be performed, just as Mel's recognition in the conversion of his crucifixion will allow him to recognize us in each other in the singularity of the return of Jesus. The return of Jesus. Look, say to me, he's back.
He's back.
Oh, God, he's back. Thank you. I appreciate you coming. I'm going to talk about that reflection of life. Is it all right? He's laughing with me about the perspective of his appearance. There he is again. Can you see? He's appearing in a ratio of the increase of frequency. Yeah? I love it if you respond to me. Right? Say to me very gently, reflection of light.
Reflection of light.
Oh, what was that? Was that a reflection of the reappearance of Jesus? This is Mel. Mel and I are sharing the idea on the new satellite that the chaos that was representing the war and pain and death, there you were. Now, at that point, it did not appear to me that I was recognizing myself. This is all about you now. But it did appear to me that within the reflection of light, in an association of a distance of dark form correspondence, if you are indeed the light of the world, this is from Jesus, that it would be very necessary for us to obtain better reflections of ourselves and our correspondence. And I have the privilege now, with Jesus standing in our proximity. What a great science word, proximity. As close as we can come without converting to light and disappearing. Thank you again for that. That's an attitude of the increase in frequency of the necessity to returning within myself to the source of my recognition of myself in a factor of light that represents a physical body in my identity of you. In other words, you're the one I was looking for. Come on, now I'm going to practice with you with Jesus. My concern, obviously, is not about the crucifixion. there isn't any way that I'm going to be concerned about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Now, of course it occurred. How else could I regenerate the factor of my mind in the luminant characterization of the immediacy of his reappearance without demonstrating to you the scripture of how I love you? It's going to be about the scripture of how I love you, the bright light that's around us now, and the love that I just felt there in that correspondence. There it is. And will you listen with me about that? This is Jesus speaking. And I have the privilege of reading the association of the correspondence of the miracle of his reappearance within the scripture of the testament of Jesus Christ that were so ably demonstrated by Mel, okay, in the idea of the crucifixion of Jesus. Will you listen to me? Let's listen together, or perhaps even reflect the light of this. Listen. Once more. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. I love you. I come to you from our Father to offer you everything again. I love all that he created, and all of my faith and my belief I offer unto it. My faith in you, in this light factor, is as strong as all of the love I give to my Father, because my trust in you is without limit and without the fear that you will not hear me now as I speak. Love's meaning is in your own and shared by God himself. For what you are is what he is. There is no love but his, and what he is what everything is. Look, you are very simply as God created you, and so is everything that you look upon in reflections of light identity, regardless of the images that you appear to see in the reflection. Listen, let the love of God shine upon you by your acceptance of me, of Jesus, who is here with us now, because my reality is yours and it's his. And by joining your mind with mine, you are signifying your awareness that the will of God is one. Here we go. Would you know the will of God for you? Ask it of me. I'm right here. Who knows it for you? And you'll find it, because I'm not going to deny you anything in the action of the conversion of the factoring of the crucifixion to the certainty of your life. Because ours is very simply the journey back to God, who is where we are actually from, and our identity of ourself. In the fracture of the light identity of ourself, in that reflection of light, of that light identity, turned out to be a journey. I'm back with you in the proceeding. Thank you for that. Okay, we're using very simple this. Obviously, in the satellite is a very proof. This is Jesus speaking to us. The recognition of his participation in the action of my mind, okay, with the happiness I am feeling in the forgiving act of no longer attacking myself. A lot of importance in the idea. Look with me. In the revolutionary idea that the light reflection out there is me. Will you practice this with me for just a moment? And I'm going to use the term journey back. And Jesus is here. Okay. Because in Jesus' appearance, I began to see a reflection of light that increased the provision of the conversion of the light form in my original intent to suffer in the reflections of light. The idea of my entrapment in space-time was very beautiful. And from the satellite, did you see the increase in frequency of light? See, we're sharing it with little repetitions of the crucifixion. This is on the satellite now in the motion picture of Jesus reappearing here. And I want you to enjoy it, and there will be stories coming up. Okay, and I am representing the Master Teacher very simply because the happiness of that reoccurrence dawned on my mind individually within my power to make decision through the revelation of the recognition of Jesus, of the factoring of that enjoyment. May I share something with you? This is an ancient promise. Thank you for that self-consciousness. There's a self-consciousness in you that has been evident in the idea of the species Homo sapien since the beginning of time in the organization of the mind. We use the term ancient in that it's very old. Because the moment I came down into the frequency of the loss of the identity of myself within a factoring of light, there were contained ideas of the solution of the light of the problem from the new satellite now that immediately began within that time cycle, Jesus, to increase the frequencies of that light so that the reflection of light that I began to receive from you, that I'm attempting to demonstrate now within myself. You see that? I've got a story to tell you about the provision of the factoring of light of a single individual representation of light conversion that I have found in the entirety of the conflict of crucifixion of my individual light association that formulated dark sequences of time, believe me, where I kept coming back to my original reflection. And this time, I'm coming back to it again from the satellite. Oh, this time, the frequencies of the conversion of the repetition of the light within me gave me an intensity of just a momentary glimpse. And that's why I'm so happy. Are you happy?
Yeah.
Say yeah.
Yes.
Jesus is here with. Are you happy out there? That increase in frequency of light in the magnification of the light form that's going on here and the idea that Jesus is speaking to us physically, okay, in the antecedental recognition that at the beginning of this was an intensity of light that immediately collapsed it down into an idea. And in that response, I began to detect recollections of you. Now, say to me, I remember you.
I remember you.
Now I'm talking about you. What about the world? What about the world? The world is a reflection of how you feel about the memories contained within the organization of yourself that inevitably contain, now this is on the satellite with Mel, in the idea, say to me, the reappearance of Jesus.
The reappearance.
Well, yeah, there he is right there. Here, would you like to see him? Yeah. Thank you, my dear friend. Thank you for that light. Thank you, my dear friend. We always laugh together at this. You say to me, neighbor.
Neighbor.
The neighborness of you with my heart, my mind, my soul, and my neighbor. Because the reflection of light in which I originally attempted to identify myself in the conflict that I felt about my own mind were converted to the nature of how much I'm loving you in this new factor of light. There's Jesus with us now. And the idea of the journey in the shortening of the distance of the reflection of light through my act of forgiving, let me recognize the reflection of light. I actually only forgave myself. Do you see that? But that revolution had to occur in the consciousness of the species of man, because the revolution of the conversion of the light is in my mind. I'm going to read you just a little bit more about Jesus in the evidence of the recognition of his mind, in this journey, of light. Listen with me. See with me. The journey to God is merely the reawakening of the knowledge of where you are always and what you are forever. I give you the lamp and will go with you. You will not take this journey alone, and I will lead you to your true Father who hath need of you as I do. Your Father loves you. And all the world of pain and death and loneliness and devastation of this world is not his will. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself the thought that he wanted this for you. You cannot understand how much your Father loves you, for there is no parallel in your experience of the world to help you understand it. There is nothing on earth with which the consciousness of the self-identity of a human condition can compare, and nothing you have ever felt apart from him resembles it ever so faintly. Look with me, I'm teaching now in my separate reappearance that God's will for you is going to be the perfect happiness of the recognition of the conversion in the act of forgiveness. Because only the love of God will protect you in all circumstances. It will lift you out of every trial and raise you high above all the perceived dangers of this world into a climate, an idea of circumstance of perfect peace and perfect safety in the joy of this light experience. In the idea of that reappearance. Did you see that reappearance in the factoring of the light? This is my personal thanks to you for your involvement on the in the new scripture, of your willingness to recognize from the satellite the continuing physical reappearance of a reflection of light that you thought of yourself as being that human body identity. And listen with me. You are not a human body identity. You are simply an increase in the frequency of the conversion of ideas that you have about yourself in a provision for a new place in time where you have begun to recognize yourself. Jesus is here. We're going to be together in this interloop. Listen with me, there's going to be a factor from the satellite of a very intense idea of light that's about to occur within the factoring of this mind. What may we use it for? We're going to freak and increase, I'll get this, the intensity of the light formulation, because the converting nature that you, thank you, that you as a teacher or a minister of God just offered me, see, in my love for you, converted the agency of that recognition. Say to me, we left this place.
We left this place.
If I'm going to teach from the satellite the crucifixion, it's impossible. I will not teach the reappearance of you in the reflection of light, in the recognition of myself at the moment of the happiness of finally, at last, my escape from this place. Okay, now, thank you for that. You are escaping continuously, escape from reflections of light and making sudden appearances in the idea of the hologram of light that you previously used to identify yourself. Can you hear all the happiness going on there? It's what we used to term a clatter of light in the recognition. But in that clatter of light, we're going to share this with me, I'm going to leave you in the sequence. There's no fear. Say to me, I'm not afraid. See, the teaching when I return about Jesus are teaching you that you've been afraid of a perfect reflection of you. Well, there'll be the loss of your body. Since you're converting your body on a continuing basis, I'm going to come back and make an appearance with Mel in the idea of the Master Teacher in demonstrating the youth and vitality of the recognition of my mind that gives me a little better reflection of you. We'll be right back. God is with us wherever we go. We can say together, God, bless us, bless you, each. And everyone. The light is all around you. All around you. All around you. All around you. Because you're the light.
Thank you.
Listen now with me from the bright new satellite of recognition. An ancient promise will be kept, because an exit portal from this infinitely small maze of space and time has been opened. Remember, time itself lasted but an instant in your own mind, now with no effect upon eternity. And so is all of time that you thought was here and now past, and everything exactly as it was before what? The way to the nothingness of your reflected self-identity was made. Listen, a moment, a tiny tick of time, in which the first mistake of the loss of the reflection of light from darkness to light was made. And all of them within that one mistake held also the correction for that one. Listen, and all of them that came within the first, and in that tiny instant, time itself was gone. For that was all that there ever was. What God gave answer to in your mind is answered and is gone within that reflection of light by which you have been identifying yourself in the activity of my return. And here I am. I came back as quick as I could. Look with me, dear one. Yeah, I left you for a moment. You're looking with me now. Will you promise to look at this with me? You left here with me. Say to me, I left here.
I left here.
How long did you leave for?
An instant.
Thank you for that. Thank you. That was beautifully done. In the factoring of the light evidence of the satellite of the raising of frequencies, of the idea of correspondence of reflected light, we are able to observe continuing actions of self-recognition, which are the constitution of the activity of the human being, in which you are already actively engaged in the consciousness of your body identity, in what appears to be this little, we use the term on this, infinite maze. Say to me, nothing.
Nothing.
Thank you for that. The infinite maze of energy of nothing have increased in the intensity of the conflict of you, which in now is turning out to be a reflection only of your own mindfulness of self-identity that had at last brought the conversion of your mind. Now, the idea that Jesus is going to speak to you, I have it here. I just found it again. How long was it missing? About 2,200 years. In practice, I love to teach. The length of time in the necessity for a physical reappearance of reflection of light within the hologram by which you're identifying yourself, and we use this as a factoring of universal consciousness of mind, with the pertainment of the billions of stars and the light reflections of light that are so much greater within the reflection, can only indicate the manner, let's use this word, say to me, anthropic.
Anthropic.
Here's the importance of the teaching in the return of the resurrection of Jesus. You with me? Jesus will have to occur in himself in the entirety of the recognition of his mind. Shall we teach why? I'll practice with you in the ceremony of our conversion of sharing love together. The enlightenment of my consciousness of self is a, at least momentarily, a perfect reflection that this world is over. And while I me and may then operate in the idea that the dark form has occurred for a moment in my mind, the protective nature of the loss of my fear that the reflection of myself that I'm getting in self-conscious is none other than myself, relieve me of the burden of the protection of the gravity idea of dark form association that constituted from the new bright satellite the appearance of the factoring of the hologram in the reappearance of Jesus, and in the process by which I am offering you in this picture of reflection of light a brand new story. Let's take another look at the scene with Mel of the crucifixion of Jesus within the entirety of the Matthew story. I love it so. Shall I tell you why? It's impossible that in the organization of this little 2,000 year cycle that Jesus has not at last decided to come back with you. Why did he decide to come back now? Shall I teach why? No? You? Anyone? You began to look at the stories that you had been telling yourself in the admission that the replication of the scripture of yourself, of Jesus, say to me, were in my mind.
We're in my mind.
Thank you. Jesus is smiling. Are you happy to know that the conflict that you thought was necessary in your own mind is no longer present with you in my reappearance? Here I am. Now, the idea that you've been willing, that was very beautiful. You right there. Was that a conversion of the reflection of my body form? Well, you know, everyone knows perfectly well that I'm appearing here as an 80-year-old body. Well, why would that be a secret? Jesus is appearing here as a 2,000-year-old body at the very minimum of his repetition of himself. Mel just had a flash of light in which he detected the necessity, this was in Aramaic, for the idea that Jesus was going to speak to him in the provision of the satellite that he would share with me, not necessarily in his own individual appearance, as I'm not doing, but simply my appearance within the story of a light factor of your recognition of me as an 80-year-old body form. Look with me. The necessity for the satellite includes the demonstration that you utilize in the presentation of a storyline. Listen with me. It will always only be in the increase of frequency of light. Now, in that manner, it matters not at all what the conflict was. Incidentally, momentarily, in the new light that you're experiencing, the conflict may increase. It's almost inevitable it will, because in the crucifixion, you protect yourself in your own body identity. What's the necessity for me at this time in the practice of myself? You look at me. I'm the cause of this. This guy. Good. Now, yet the reflection of my light will pertain to the idea that you may see me as this 80-year-old figure. Look with me. The flash of light that you just gave me in the recognition of my love for you, for all of these, gave us moment glimpses of the act of our individual body formulation. You could not know it, because the memories of me are contained with these DNA, factor of energy, conversion of light, are contained within me. There's a very beautiful healing of the factor of your mind. I'm a very earnest demonstration of the recognition of the healing of the conflict of my 80-year-old body or your 2,200-year-old body. Thank you for that. We just had a reappearance of a body that's over 200 years, I don't know what you think, 200 years old, before the reappearance of Jesus, which was about 2,000 years ago. Shall we share what it was? Say to me, memory.
Memory.
Oh, certainly. Thank you for that. The consciousness of my recognition of you and of you in the hologram of the return, of the recognition of the appearance of the bright formulation of you, are a sure indication that the practice of not being afraid of the light, or why the frequency from the satellite are allowing you, look, although the conflict momentarily may have increased, because the dark light factor of consciousness self-identity, contained within the formulation of your body within, let's use 40,000 years. In the relative idea in the hologram of light, that the evolutionary process has brought about revolution, say it,
revolution.
The revolution of the conversion of my physical body. I'm very excited. There was a sequence of time after that first cycle of evidence in the activity of the brand new satellite that going back in sequences of time, shall I teach? More importantly, this one's for you, going forward in an idea that it was necessary for you to go forward. I'm looking out into space now and carry with you this 2,200 years in the case of this guy, very simply because any factoring of light, a memory of you, regardless of the time that it takes, will be contained within the increase in frequency of the factoring of light. I love you. Jesus is here. And he showed up to look, take one look at you and say, don't be afraid, look at me. Don't be afraid, the hell with it. See, you have a tendency to want to protect yourself in the body formulation and are going to insist that I must be getting old and getting sick and dying. It's perfectly all right with me. You think anything you want about this. My certainty in my individual illumination, say to me, this world is over.
This world is over.
My entire teaching is this world is over. Any reflection of light that you appear to be getting, okay, in the moment of what we would call the catechism of self-recognition, are the dark form that protect you in ideas of yourself. And ideas of yourself. Now, that consciousness identity of where the happiness is. I'm going to practice with you just a new light for a moment. Thank you for that. Look with me. Self-consciousness. I'm not concerned about what your self-consciousness is. If anyone's concerned, it's you about my 80-year-old body formulation. But what happened in the reappearance of Jesus, I love that, thank you. He began to suddenly make appearances in your reflection of light. Look, we began to recognize him. Look, the practice that I am offering you is what we call a teacher of teachings of conversion, are my certainty that the distance in which you previously represented reflection of your past association that you projected into the future of you in the interlude of the new bright light of the satellite are letting you see a better reflection of yourself. Okay? And there's nothing to be afraid of. We'll read a little bit about you being the light of the world through Jesus. But first, I'm just going to finish this idea of the expression of the joy I'm feeling in my love for you at this moment because of the mindfulness that you're not actually that body association. Yes, you're healed and whole. You know what surprised you about this, about me? It isn't necessary that I recognize in my 80-year-old body. I already know that I'm contained within a cycle. Look with me, of a beginning and an end of that reflection of light that had an intensity of it that was devastating at the moment of the crucifixion, but now has been converted to light in the dark hole of the idea of energy of impactness that is now extending out into the universe and reflecting back to us an increase in frequency, say, of your reappearance here to offer that light. Thank you for that light. Thank you for that light. You see that? The happiness that I'm feeling are in my mind. Shall we share? Nothing is in my body. My body is simply a reflection of the details by which I identify myself separate from you. And since you identify yourself separate from me, we feel the conflict of the idea that my neighborhood of you in the message of Jesus, heart and mind and soul, has been lost very simply because you must become somewhere within your own mind a reflection that is other than me. And there is no one other than me. And the cause of this in my own mind, the particulars of my reappearance at this time, just for you, in the love that I'm feeling for you, have nothing to do with the reflection of light. I would like to have it in Jesus sitting here with us to demonstrate that anyone that you're actually meeting on the new satellite, listen, will always be offering you more light than you've been willing to accept. You listening? Because he's back. And he's going to begin to walk around here and show you a better reflection of light. Now, you can spend another 2,200 years demonstrating to me the dark aspect that everyone you meet within this sequence is dark. Why is he dark? It's a reflection of your mind. As you release, thank you for that, beautiful, teacher of God, as you release the reflection of your own mind in the bright light, we recognize each other. And we recognize in the act of forgiveness the joy of that happiness. Here we go, a little bit more about Jesus who is speaking to you. Boy, that was beautiful. See, the consciousness of speaking to yourself in the recognition of yourself as a human being have every single element of light, of possibility of conversion, contained within the consciousness of your self-identity. Very simply, look, reality of the light is not concerned about the reflection of light itself. It's concerned only about the entirety of the reflection in which you simply disappeared. That cycle we just had in the satellite, where all of these stories are beginning to be told about people suddenly undergoing experiences, are the good news. Say to me, good news.
Good news.
I love the idea of teaching Jesus. The gospel says this is good news. You say to me, he's back.
He's back.
Yeah, thank you for that. I love it. He's back. Yes, he is. Now, he had to come back in your mind. Sure, shall I? He's in your mind. He isn't out there. The world isn't out there. The world is simply a conversion of your recognition of yourself, for goodness sake. Here's a little more of this light story because the frequencies of this drama of evidence have been presented to you. Listen. Or better luck with me. Or better luck. I am healed and whole as I was created. The activity of my mind in healing have given me a reflection of light. Now, are you healed and whole? Was the disease from which you suffered in your contradiction of the entirety of your association from your mind rather than your body made you consciousness of the increase of that frequency in the miracle of the healing aspects of my Savior Jesus Christ that now reflect to me a spirit of light energy that converts anything I look at? No matter what I see in the reflection of light, I'm getting a true reflection. Listen with me. Look with me. Look with me. I ask but this, that you be comforted and live no more in terror and in pain. Do not abandon love. Why would you want to give up love and go through another death sequence? To your tired eye, I bring a new reflected vision of light of a different world. And it's so new and it's so clean and it's so fresh that you're going to forget your own reflection of light, of pain and of sorrow that just a moment ago you saw. Look with me, miracle healer. This world is full of miracles of light. They stand in shining silence next to every dream of pain and suffering, of sin and guilt. Be glad, be happy that we can walk for a moment in this continuum of time and find so many chances to look at ourselves in another situation where God's gift can once again be recognized as our own. Here it is once more, the reading directly to you is all of heaven. I'm talking to you. To you right there, human being in your mind identity is all of heaven. Every leaf that falls is given life in you. And every bird that ever sang will sing again in you. And every flower that ever bloomed has saved its sweet perfume and its loveliness for you, dear one. God, give thanks to you, Pisan, for being what you are, for being what you are. You, there, you, listening, talking to this, are his own completion and the source of love along with him, along with God. Your gratitude to him in the peace of forgiveness is one with his to you. Look with me, dear. Love can walk no road except the way of gratitude in the happiness that he who walks with us goes the way of God. Look, you're not walking alone. The angels of light reflection are hovering near and all around you in the love of this new satellite of light. And of this you can be sure, hear me telling our story, that I will never, ever, as I walk with you, leave you comfortless. Very beautiful. My love is surrounding us in the reflection of light that you gave me in your own self-identity. I very much appreciate the factoring of the conversion of light of your consciousness identity in the representation of the light we're giving each other. Thank you for your forgiveness, because the activity of our self separate associations of life have heretofore been determined to hold an enemy, to blame somebody else for our story of life, to use all of the conflict that you see in this world, in your body formulation, to identify someone else as the cause of your problem. Practice in the resurrection. The actual conversion of the activity of self-recognition in a pertainment have actually nothing to do with the reflection of this world is where the conflict lies. And the conflict of this world is not your reality, since the conflict of this world in the hologram of reflection of light have so dimmed the procedure of the idea of the human consciousness of what you are, that it's easy to see why you're afraid. It's easy to see why you get despondent. It's easy to see why you begin to tell me there's no solution to this problem. It's easy to see that in your demonstration of the crucifixion, look with me now, in the nailing to the cross of Jesus Christ, that you were very much aware that his body underwent a death experience. Good. All I'm showing you is in the consciousness of a repetition, look, of a story of memory. I am here with you in the satellite in his reappearance of self. Oh, that was very bright. Thank you for that. Did you see that reflection of light contained within the idea of yourself? I hope so. Okay, was that a reflection of light of yourself? Oh my goodness sake, thank you for that. Phew, yeah. Okay, who's the light of the world?
I am.
Say it again.
I am.
I am. Are you too? Now, if I'm the light of the world, the reflection and the reappearance of Jesus are going to be demonstration in the new satellite that the light that has now penetrated the gravity formulation of you. I love to teach this. See, what's happened? I'm teaching physical reappearance in the science of the conversion of the activity of dark energy of light to the conversion of light. I'll be back. And the reason I'm going to come back, I'm going to challenge you from Jesus. Okay, listen, you're the light of the world. You're the light of the world. What world? This little particular of dark form? Yeah. It was only a reflection of your light. As you return into the conflict of your own mind, you begin more intensely to blame the guy out there. That's what's happening on the new satellite now. It's not reducing the light, you listen, it's increasing the conflict. You ready? It's time for you to hear it. I ask in the return of Jesus that I be allowed to demonstrate you my recognition of my own conversion and yours in the new ministry that we are assuming in raising the frequencies of light conversion. I'll be back in just a moment. I'll be back with you in just a moment. Because I love you. I love, there you are. Now what happened? You flashed and disappeared. You flashed and disappeared. We'll come back in just a moment. How much time will it have been shortened? All of it. Because in my reappearance in the satellite, I simply convert the energy. Ready? God bless us, each and every one, especially you. You're the one.